And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Luke Hines and I'm thrilled to be here for the next hour with two fellow health and wellness and happiness heroes with the contagiously positive, fresh new face here, friend of the House of Wellness family, Brodie Harper. Good morning. Huge welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today.
We are thrilled and you've even fed us with your delicious bliss ball so you can come back anytime. GQ.
Good morning, Luke.
How would you rate those delicious bliss balls from Brodie this morning?
Well, I made the mistake of leaving the other studio. I haven't had one yet, but thank you for eating mine.
It happens every time, Brodie. You'll get used to this. We have an incredibly jam-packed show, and we hope you're having a fantastic Sunday so far, made even better by our company. So with dry July upon us, just what does it mean for our bodies when we detox for a month? What should we be drinking instead? And perhaps for some of us, it might be time to look at our relationship with booze. Now, as you guys know, I haven't been a drinker for over 10 years. And for me, it was because I was quite susceptible to feelings of depression and anxiety. And I noticed that when I removed alcohol from my diet, I generally felt happier and healthier and I functioned better in life because alcohol is a depressant. But I don't want to demonize alcohol because it does play a role in some people's lives and you can have a healthy relationship with it. Brodie, what's your life like with alcohol?
I tend to not overthink it. I enjoy having it. I've gone through years where I haven't had it, whether it was with pregnancy or if I'm training for an event, I don't tend to drink, but I also don't ever put a downer on it if I feel like one for that exact reason. I don't think it should be demonized. I just think if you don't overthink it and you enjoy it, but if it's making you feel bad, like anything, you shouldn't do it.
Listen to your body. Exactly 100%. Right. What about you, GQ?
I'm just giving it some deep and meaningful thought here. I just think demonize is an awful word. I think drinker is an awful word. It implies that anybody who enjoys a G&T with their friends, for the non-drinkers, that's a gin and tonic. I think we just need to educate more because we have to be careful that we don't look for something to blame. So one day it's alcohol, next day it's sugar, next day it's salt, next day it's fructose, then it could be gluten. And this constant merry-go-round of looking for blame. It's all about taking responsibility.
You bring us back to earth, GQ. You really do. So we're going to be chatting dry July and what's in store for our mind and body if we stop drinking for a month. Now, Brodie, you are a 7-time marathon runner. I can't even get my head around that. For the charity My Room, have you got any tips for anyone who's never done a marathon? Are they really that hard? They look hard.
They are definitely challenging. They are hard, particularly when you hit the 35K mark and you would just like to sit down on the street and cry. But they're so rewarding. I do find that doing it for My Room, though, at that stage where I really want to give up because it's starting to hurt, I remind myself that the kids with cancer don't get an opportunity to quit, so I'm not quitting either. That definitely helps in my marathons.
Oh, when you said that, I got goosebumps. That's really awesome. I love that you do that. Well, our first guest today is actually Jess Stenson, a gold medalist champion and marathon runner, and we're going to get some tips for those who might be thinking of going down this path, maybe even for a charity fun run. We're going to have a conversation about skin hydration. When I'm down in Melbourne for winter, I got to say my skin starts to dry out so much more than when I'm up on the coast where it's quite humid. So we've got Dr. Eleni Yassamades, and we're going to talk about skincare regime we should follow in these colder months. And we're actually going to look to the power of herbs for our overall well-being with naturopath Victor Tubala. We have a huge show, but this show is for you guys. Everyone right now that is listening, this is your opportunity to ask any burning health question that you have had on your mind. We are here for you. So call us 131-873. We've got GQ with his usual down-to-earth wealth of knowledge. And Brodie, you're a nutritionist and a busy mum, and I'm here for training, nutrition and motivational questions. You've got quite the dynamic team. Next up, Jess Stenson shares her life experiences as an elite athlete and mum.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Winter weather is harsh, especially on dry, sensitive skin. For extra skin support, try Dermaveen Extra Hydration Intensive Moisturising Lotion from Chemist Warehouse. It's clinically proven to provide 24-hour moisturisation after a single application, with Oat Active Plus to soothe, hydrate and support the natural skin barrier. Try Dermaveen Extra Hydration Intensive Moisturising Lotion 1.25 litre. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We want your calls, 131 873. We're going to go to some of those shortly. But first, we are going to talk all about Jess Stenson. Let me give you this. How's this bit of a moment? Australia, we watched in awe as our next guest took out gold in the Commonwealth Games marathon event last year in Birmingham. Jess Stenson is our first woman to ever have placed in three back-to-back Commonwealth Games marathons from 2014 through to 2022. Jess, huge welcome to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Well, as the world watched you win gold, and we might add, as a first-time mum, what was going through your mind as you approached that finish line?
Yeah, it was a really special moment, almost a year ago now, actually. I was so focused on the process and executing my plan. I didn't really think too much about the outcome. It was quite a twisty, hilly final stage of the course. And so I was really concentrating on my footing, and every corner I turned, I was like, I hope I see the finish line. And when I did finally see it, I just, yeah, was overwhelmed with emotion, really. And I did think back to Karen McCann in 2006. I'd watched her in Melbourne when she won a gold medal in front of the home crowd and was in a bit of a battle with a Kenyan athlete. And that's always served as inspiration for me. So to be able to experience that moment of crossing the line first was incredibly special, and one that I'll always remember with just, I think, a lot of emotion.
Hey, Jess, Brody here. I've been watching your career over the years, and I have to say the first marathon you ever ran gave you an Olympic qualifying time, and the first marathon I ever ran, I couldn't walk for a week. What would you say to those that would like to progress from their regular running routine to try a half marathon or a marathon? How's the best way to start?
Yeah, look, I think consistency really is the key. So making gradual progressions in an enjoyable way. And I think part of that is having either a group to train with or a coach to guide you, so that you don't have to think too much about, the training that you're doing. You just get out there and do it. And if you've got people to be able to enjoy that process with, I think that really helps with motivation. And so certainly as a coach, when I'm writing programs for athletes who are doing their first half and full marathons, one of the priorities for me is making the sessions enjoyable and trying to find ways to keep them engaged and motivated. And it's just so important to be patient and not want those results too quickly.
Jess, in some research I did on you, this is a very hard-hitting question. Your nickname was Trenny. Now that you're Jess Stenson, what's your nickname?
Probably it's not Stenny, it's more like Steno.
Okay, good as gold. Now, but seriously, my question is, at 5'5", and for those young people, I've got no idea how many centimetres that is, 52 kilos. What's your source of strength? How do you maintain that inner strength, your physical strength, to just do what you do?
Yeah, look, I think my body has changed a lot over the years. I mean, certainly I look back to my first marathon and that first Olympics in 2012, and I probably didn't have the strength that I do now physically, and that's just evolved over years with training and getting into the gym more, but also becoming a mum. I think I became stronger, and part of that was having to make a conscious effort to get into the gym, but also carrying around a baby and now a toddler that's, 15 plus kilos. And I think it is just building layers, and that consistency, as I said, is so important with training. So now that I've run 15 marathons, I do have a lot of training in my legs and I don't need to rely so much on high mileage running. I can just focus a bit more on quality and the source of strength mentally as well for
Great.
Me.
Terrific.
Well, speaking of being a mum, you've got son Billy and you're now expecting another baby in September. Where does that place you in terms of your running career?
Well, look, it's a tricky one when your sport involves your body and being active every day. But certainly Dylan and I were really hoping to have another child and we're so glad that we're bringing another baby into the world. In terms of timing, the Olympics are mid-next year and it's going to be a really tough ask to get onto that Australian team. We've got really strong female distance runners at the moment, but I really would like to get back to the top of my game at some point and hopefully achieve some PBs, represent Australia again. It's just a matter of when that will be possible. So I don't want to rush things too much after having this baby, but certainly I have the desire to get back to my best at some point.
Jess, you are such an inspiration. It's been wonderful having you on our show today. And I'd just like to mention that Chemist Warehouse is now a proud partner of Athletics Australia. And if you'd like to go to their website for more info on upcoming sporting events and much, much more, head to www.athletics.com.au. Jess, we hope you have an incredible day. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All the best, Jess.
All the best, Jess. We are going to go to Stephen in Greenvale. Stephen, good morning. What's your question?
Morning, Stephen. How morning. Can we help?
Good morning, all. Gerald, I'm on an antibiotic called cephalexin. Uh-huh. If I pronounced it right.
Yes.
Normally I take amoxicillin, but he gave me this one for a skin infection, yes. A bacterial infection on my little finger from sanitizer hand wash, which yes. got into the skin. Mm-hmm. And look, I've only been on it for about 3 or 4 days. It's improving, but it's a little sensitive to my stomach. I normally take amoxicillin. If this doesn't fix it in a week and I have to have another dose, is it better to go on amoxicillin or should I continue on cephalexin because it's a better one?
This is a discussion you have with the doctor, Steve. The cephalexin is specific for skin and that's normally what would happen. So normally you'd finish your course unless those adverse effects on your tummy are troublesome, then it's worth calling the doctor. But in the meantime, go to your pharmacy and buy some Saccharomyces, SB, S for Sam, B for Betty, which is the protective probiotic, and take that with each cephalexin. Have a Saccharomyces right on side, right beside the cephalexin, and that will take that uncomfortable feeling away from your tummy.
Gerald, can I exercise while I'm on this?
Yeah, of course
is that
you can.
Not advisable?
No, you can do whatever you want to
do. I want to do heavy lifting. Is that too much?
Probably heavy lifting might be a bit much, and you need to rest. Heavy lifting means you're going to be grabbing weights, and that's probably not going to help your fingers where that rash is. So just get it in perspective, and, you know, a week without your weights is not the end of the world.
Thanks, Stephen. Now go get those gains, brother. We want your calls. Keep them coming through. 131 873. Coming up next, how to keep our skin hydrated during winter, right here on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Swiss Beauty Bright range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness and please phone us on 131 873 if you've got any health concerns. It might be a vitamin that you're curious about. Give us a call. GQ can answer that. It might be something about colds and flus. This time of year, we can be quite susceptible to it. Or preparation for going overseas. Things that you might need to think about before you head away at this time of year. Now, there is no doubt that over the winter months, we should be looking after our skin more than ever, as it can become extra sensitive with that chill in the air, which I definitely felt this morning. Joining us on the line is dermatologist Dr. Eleni Yassimades to talk about our skincare regimes during the colder months. Welcome to the show, Eleni. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what happens to our skin in winter and what should we be doing to take extra care of it?
Sure. So in winter, our skin tends to be a lot drier, and this is mainly due to the weather, which is, you know, cold and dry, and also all the things we do to keep ourselves warm during winter, such as our heating and our lovely hot showers. Well, these end up drying out our skin, and then we tend to be run down with more colds and flus and being a bit less motivated to do things which are good for our skin. So this all leads to dry and itchy skin conditions. So in winter, we really need to take extra good care of our skin.
As you just said, dry skin. I'm suffering with that so much this winter. What skincare regime should we be following in winter?
So the most important thing is to understand that it's what we do on the outside of our skin. It's not about how much water you drink, all those sort of misconceptions about keeping the skin hydrated. So I recommend washing your skin with something that's soap-free and gentle, and also using a moisturising lotion and a moisturising cream on the face and the body during winter and all year round, really.
Eleni, back in the old days, we used to use wolf fat paraffin as the two basic and standard moisturisers. Now we've moved into oatmeal. Can you explain the benefits of oatmeal over those older-fashioned remedies that we used to use?
Yeah, so as dermatologists, we've been knowing about the benefits of natural oats and oatmeal for the skin for many, many years. So there's this product that's naturally derived from colloidal oatmeal, and this is very rich in vitamins and antioxidants. So you get those benefits in addition to the moisturising effects of the older fashion ingredients. So the Oat Active has ingredients that help to soothe irritated and dry skin, and they're very good for itchy skin in particular. So if you've got itchy skin, whether it's psoriasis or eczema, it really helps with those sort of conditions. It hydrates the skin by keeping the moisture in, and it protects the barrier of the skin. And it also helps to replenish really important fat in the skin. And this is really important to maintain the barrier and protection of the skin. But most importantly, oatmeal just feels absolutely amazing on the skin when you use it.
How can we make sure we're using the right skincare product for us?
So I would recommend looking for trusted brands with a history and reputation of producing good products that are safe and effective and based on science and research. I recommend looking for products that don't contain common irritants, and look for soap-free cleansers and things that just won't dry out your skin. Also, look for ingredients that have been thoroughly researched and are based on science, such as the oatmeal, which we've discussed. And lastly, it doesn't have to be expensive. So sometimes often the best products are available at your local chemist store.
Eleni, often when a person has a new baby, well-meaning friends load them with things that smell beautiful and put this in the bath and put that in the bath. Should we be careful about things like that?
Well, with fragrances, if you are allergic to it, definitely. But not everyone is allergic to fragrances. There's lots of other irritants, unfortunately, that are often in those products that are actually more harmful than the fragrance itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, parabens, alcohol, yeah. all those sort of ingredients, sulfates, are common things that tend to irritate and dry out the skin.
Look, I think I also want to jump in here and stress that you can look after your skin without spending a fortune. I think so many of us can sometimes get caught into that trap of more money means better quality. But if you are smart, go to your Chemist Warehouse, you can actually get fantastic stuff and it doesn't cost a bomb.
100%.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Eleni. We're going to go to some of your calls. We're going to jump to Carol in Doncaster. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Carol. Morning.
Good, thank you.
How can we help?
I was just wondering if you may be able to give me some ideas. Mm-hmm. My husband's pinched the meniscus in his knee, mm-hmm. and he's not able to take anti-inflammatories because of problems in his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there was anything natural he could take.
There are two main ones, Carol. And don't forget, he's got to have the remote changer on the couch because he probably needs to just curtail his movements for a while. The two classics are turmeric. So speak to your pharmacist about high-strength turmeric and take that twice a day, best after food. And the other is fish oil. And when you look at the fish oil, check that it's one of the triple-strength ones. So, Brody, should he be off that knee for an amount of time? I assume perhaps, Carol, he's being under the care of a physio, or what should he do?
Yeah, personally, I would be doing my best to keep off it.
Yes.
I think with a broken foot I have at the moment,
yeah.
I think he should be guided by how his body feels.
Yes.
But definitely, while doing what you've just recommended, eating a nice healthy diet with some good food and just some rest. I think it's okay if the family looks after him for a little bit.
Yeah, a
little bit of an excuse for TLC. And remember, I like to think of healthy fats as that lubrication for our joints
and
our bones.
Which is the principle of the fish oil as well.
Yeah,
so all we're doing is lubricating that area, Carol. But, you know, men are special. Look after him.
Let's go to Susie in Narre Warren. Good morning, Susie. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. Fantastic. How are you?
How can we help Susie?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that I use a moisturiser for my face, mm-hmm. and also it's good for, anyway, it's called Emu Trap.
Mm-hmm.
It's Emu oil.
Emu oil based, yes, good.
Yes, it's based, and it has the carrier oils in it and other natural, you know, floral things in it, and it's just wonderful. And it even works as an exfoliant.
Well, wow. And what it shows,
believe
Susie,
it or
is,
not.
Yeah, well, no, everybody's different. So you've got to get something that suits your own skin, and a little patch test for anyone just thinking, I might break out and look at brand A, B, or C. If where you buy it from has got a tester, try a little patch test, perhaps. Where's the best place? Under your ear or somewhere like that. And if it causes any redness, perhaps move away from it. But everybody's different. The important thing is to use it regularly, particularly this time of the year. So well done, Susie.
Thank you, Susie,
thanks.
For giving us a call. Please keep your calls coming in. They're fantastic. 131-873, that is the number. Next, we're going to take a look at Dry July right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Does stress affect your quality of life and sleep? Thompson's Ashwagandha Complex Stress Plus Focus 60 tablets have ashwagandha to calm the mind and bacopa to improve memory based on traditional Ayurvedic medicine. Thompson's Ashwagandha Complex Stress Plus Sleep 60 tablets has ashwagandha to help the body adapt to stress and lavender oil to induce sleep based on traditional Western herbal medicine. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Dermaverne at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Good morning. Welcome back. You are listening to The House of Wellness. Please phone in 131-873. GQ and Brodie are here along with myself to take any of your questions. Now, let's talk about a topic that prior to the show actually got us a little bit, you know, quite passionate about our various standpoints, because I feel like between the three of us, we've all got a slightly differing view.
We do.
Where I'm on one end of the spectrum, where I'm a non-drinker, and I'm quite loud and proud and passionate about it for various reasons linked to mental health and also physical performance, because when we have alcohol in our system, it slows our recovery down, it affects our sleep, and those people who wake up the next day with a hangover, that's a low mood, because alcohol can act as a depressant in our system. But I know that I'm quite rare in the spectrum of things, and I never like to go out with my friends and family and feel like I'm forcing my view or my personal reaction on alcohol to anyone else, which is why when we chatted before the show, Brodie, I liked your approach. You have a healthy relationship with alcohol, but you know that it can sometimes affect various elements of your life, such as performance as you're an athlete, but also heading into being a new mum. Tell us a little bit about how you juggle your relationship with alcohol.
I definitely don't like to overthink alcohol. I think that's when it can become a problem. I think that times like Dry July is great for people that might need that little kick to maybe give it up for a little bit. But for me, when I wanted to fall pregnant, I gave up drinking a year before. And then obviously I fell pregnant, then I didn't drink while I was pregnant, then I didn't drink while I was breastfeeding. I didn't really miss it.
Mm.
And then there's been other times where I've just gone, I don't want to drink anymore, and I've given it up for a year, or I give it up while I'm training for a marathon. But if I want one, I don't ever stop and think, oh, well, I had one last night, I better not have one tonight.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, when it starts to become unhealthy if you're overthinking it.
Yeah, I really like that approach. And what I love too, especially about my friendship with GQ over the years, is that we've got such a close relationship that we can really say it how it is. And what I love is that you're kind of a little bit more like, Luke, come on, let's bring this back down to earth.
Well, let me bring it back down to it. 7% of Australian adults eat their five serves of veggies each day,
uh-huh,
and their few serves of fruit.
Yeah.
So if we could have a fruit juice free month, or a high empty calorie month,
mm-hmm,
as in let's put fast food on the burner and avoid all fast and pre-packaged food.
Yep.
And we donate that money to a particular charity. Why don't we do that?
You know what? I love it, Brody.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. But speaking about your five serves of vegetables,
yes,
a day,
mm-hmm,
obviously alcohol, it limits the absorption of a lot of different,
yes,
vitamins, particularly B vitamins.
Thanks,
so,
Brody.
My glass of red, no, Brody.
Thanks,
my,
Brody. Brody, thank you.
My glass of red that I might have with dinner, so it makes you have a sip of that through dinner, therefore you eat more slowly, therefore you can have conversations with the other person in your life. Or
I like to talk with the power of sparkling water and a splash of lime juice.
And a mouthful of food. I know. I see you. But there's got to be balance. So I just think, and we used the word before, demonize, I think we just need to get it into perspective. There is a problem with certain people who don't cope with alcohol all that well, and certain demographics and certain cultures as well. So in all of that, we've just got to get some balance. But I think what always concerns me is, why do we focus on the negatives,
yep,
and we not look at the positives, which is just getting people to eat more of the healthy stuff and less of the rubbish?
One thing I think we should acknowledge, though, is the increase in alcohol consumption during the pandemic, and especially in lockdowns in Melbourne. There's an interesting article in The Age this weekend about habits changing. Mm. We're not drinking as much as we were during the lockdown and pandemics, but overall, drinking is up. And I think that's something worth reflecting on, whether it's on an individual basis or just us making this aware to the consciousness of those listening today. Has it increased, and does it need to be where it is currently now? And the reason we're passionate about talking about this today is obviously it's Dry July. And Dry July is a fantastic opportunity to raise money for various cancer charities. But also, I often say, when you limit alcohol, when you limit refined sugars, when you limit foods that are inflammatory, when you limit junk in your life that isn't nutrient dense, you remind yourself how good it feels to feel good. And I'm not saying you have to limit those things forever, but when you cut them out for a month, like Dry July, you have the ability to go, oh, wow, this feels really fantastic. I'm going to introduce it in a way that allows me to retain this feeling and not go back to maybe feeling as low as I've felt before.
Mm-hmm. But just remember, you went alcohol, fast foods and all those other things as well, the package. Now, that's a little different, and that actually dilutes the single negativity on one particular group and then generalises, which is all good info. The Age article is interesting that the drinking habits are changing, but society's changing. COVID lockdowns, particularly in Victoria, that's changed our world. Any Victorian will say to you, our world will never be what it was before. I know we like to blame individuals, governments, whatever, but it's time to reset our parameters and just start focusing on all the positive things that we can do.
I definitely know on a personal note that it affects my sleep.
Yeah.
And I have a bed and my watch that talks to my app.
Yeah.
And the nights that I drink alcohol,
mm-hmm,
I can see my poor quality of sleep, and it actually gives me a score, and I actually don't look at it the nights if I have a drink, because then it makes you realize just how poorly you sleep.
Yeah, no, Brody, I love that. Thanks, GQ, for your insight too. If anyone wants more details on how to participate in Dry July, along with lots of info on health and nutrition, and that includes some thirst-quenching recipes for mocktails, head to dryjuly.com/about. Now, we've got some incredible calls we're going to get to shortly. Keep those calls coming in, 131-873. After the break, we're going to talk the role that herbs can play in our overall health, right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness, right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Winter weather is harsh, especially on dry, sensitive skin. For extra skin support, try Dermaveen Extra Hydration Intensive Moisturising Lotion from Chemist Warehouse. It's clinically proven to provide 24-hour moisturisation after a single application, with Oat Active Plus to soothe, hydrate and support the natural skin barrier. Try Dermaveen Extra Hydration Intensive Moisturising Lotion, 1.25 litre. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We are still taking your calls and we're about to get to those shortly on 131 873. Stress relief and getting a good night's sleep would have to be, I reckon, at the forefront for many of us when it comes to our health and well-being. Joining us on the line is Victor Tabala, a naturopath, to give us some info on holistic lifestyle options. Mate, welcome back to the show. How are you, Victor?
Hey, Hinesy, good. Good to speak to you again and to GQ and Brody.
Morning.
Well, can you tell us how can herbs help with our overall well-being when it comes to stress and sleep?
One of my favourite topics, herbal medicine. So I always like to refer to herbs in a similar vein to your fruits and veggies. So we know without fruits and veggies, they're full of wonderful ingredients such as vitamins, minerals and antioxidants. With herbs, the one thing about herbs that I love is that they're full of a special type of chemical too, which are known as phytochemicals. And the wonderful thing about phytochemicals is that they have a myriad of different activity when it comes to health and well-being. And in the case of certain herbs, they have this activity in terms of helping to reduce stress by helping the body adapt to stress, as well as also support emotional well-being and also calm the nerves and maybe even help with sleep.
Now, Victor, I definitely have an overactive brain at bedtime, unfortunately. Which herbs can assist with stress relief and poor sleep issues, like ashwagandha, for example? Would that help?
Yeah, absolutely. So ashwagandha, look, it's one of the herbs at the moment that seems to be on everyone's lips when it comes to stress. And I mentioned this earlier that certain phytochemicals in herbs help with adapting to stress. And ashwagandha, in my opinion, is one of the herbs that you should keep at the forefront of your mind when it comes to stress because it has this wonderful activity, all from a chemical known as withanolide. So this is the actual active ingredient found in ashwagandha that can help the body literally adapt to stress. And that's important because we never know what happens when it comes to stress in terms of how it may hit us. It may help us. It may affect us when it comes to concentration and focus. It may also affect us when it comes to sleep. You mentioned earlier that sometimes you can be so stressed that you can be lying in bed at night thinking about what's going on or what it is that's on your mind and you can't switch off, you can't relax. And that's where a herb like ashwagandha can help in terms of helping you adapt to stress, help you to focus and maybe even help you to get a good night's sleep if your mind is of that type where it is kind of racing and you're finding it hard to switch off, along with herbs such as lavender, so lavender oil, and there's also another herb called bacopa that can help with focus.
Victor, are these herbs safe for everybody?
In terms of ashwagandha, lavender oil and bacopa, generally speaking, they are. The only important thing is that if you are taking any medications or prescription medications, it's always to be safe. It's always important to make sure that you at least give yourself an hour or two gap between taking the medication and taking those particular herbs of choice, whether it be ashwagandha, bacopa, or even lavender oil. So always give yourself at least an hour or two in terms of a gap in between taking your medications and taking these herbs.
And is it correct to say, Victor, that we can't actually get the herbs, ashwagandha, bacopa, passion flower, and lavender oil in our day-to-day diet? What do we do then?
Yeah, so that's correct. So these herbs normally aren't found in our diets. So the best thing to do is to make sure that you do look out for these herbs in a supplement form. So they are available as supplements in a tablet form. And always make sure that when you do look out for herbs, particularly when it comes to ashwagandha, make sure that that particular product contains the withanolides. So it should say it on the label, not only the fact that it's got the ashwagandha, but it also contains a measured amount of withanolides, which is the active ingredient, as I said before, that's going to help adapt to stress.
You're an absolute legend. Thank you for joining us, Victor. And remember, always read the label and follow the directions for use. Have a happy Sunday, Victor. I love that. We're going to quickly go to a call here. Let's go to a Wendy. Good morning, Wendy, in Aspendale.
Morning, Wendy.
Morning.
Good morning. Look, my son got a corky at football training on his calf about 3.5 weeks ago, and it was quite swollen. We
just waited out and rested and didn't go down. So we saw a sports doctor and he did a scan on it. He said there's some clots in it, which he tried to drain, but they were too hard to drain. And I'm just wondering, we're worried about the clots travelling, obviously, or is there something we can do other than wearing a tight compression stocking? He's got ARTHREXIN.
Arthrexin, yeah, fine. So that's an anti-inflammatory. That's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. He's got to be taken after food, but please, Wendy, add arnica. Go to the pharmacy, get the sublingual arnica that dissolves in your mouth, and he can have two of those to dissolve in his mouth every 2 or 3 hours till halfway during the week. That will make an enormous difference to the bruising, the swelling, the bleeding.
Absolutely wonderful. Thanks for calling, Wendy. We'll be right back right after this break here at the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Does stress affect the quality of your life and sleep? Thompson's Ashwagandha Complex Stress Plus Focus 60 tablets has ashwagandha to calm the mind and Bacopa to improve memory based on traditional Ayurvedic medicine. Thompson's Ashwagandha Complex Stress Plus Sleep 60 tablets has ashwagandha to help the body adapt to stress and lavender oil to induce sleep based on traditional Western herbal medicine. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. What an incredible way to start the day. Don't miss the TV show on Channel 7 and head to thehouseofwellness.com.au for anything else. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thanks for having me.